This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to lock down the country for a week to prevent the possible risk of coronavirus. Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers appeal to contribute in Coronavirus Prevention and Control Treatment Fund. Health Ministry confirms coronavirus positive in a person who returned from France, the infected receiving treatment at Sukhraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Taku. And over 16,000 people worldwide have died from coronavirus. Radio Nepal has started its special broadcast keeping in mind the risk posed by coronavirus. First, yesterday, government's decision. The government has issued a directive to the public asking them to remain indoors for a week starting from today, considering the risk posed by the COVID-19 coronavirus global pandemic. The lockdown came into effect from 6 a.m. today and will continue until 6 a.m. on March 31st. As per the directive, the public will have to sit inside their home except for high essential situation. The decision was taken by the meeting of the Council of Ministers for the Control and Prevention of the Infectious Disease in line with the Clause 2 of the Infectious Disease Act 2020. The government's directive has stated no individual should come out of the home except for high essential jobs like purchasing of the medicine and foodstuff. To talk about the nationwide lockdown and its diplomatic implications, we have with us the Foreign Minister of Nepal, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali. Welcome to Radio Nepal News, Minister Gyawali.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Nepal is in complete lockdown and has decided to show red flag to any airlines that comes to its airport. In this situation, how does the Foreign Ministry plan to deal with the Nepalese that are living abroad, especially in the corona-affected countries like Italy and Spain?
Today, I organized a video conference with the head of the missions and the ambassadors, especially in the Gulf region and Africa. They reported us that so far all Nepalese are safe. Two Nepali in the UAE were infected and three in Bahrain infected. This morning I got the message that two in UAE, they have already recovered. I have instructed all missions to stay in regular touch to all Nepali diaspora and coordinate with the concerning governments to provide necessary helps to the Nepali people. So far, all governments have treated the foreigners as their own citizen. No discrimination has been there so far. So we are regularly following the ongoing situation there and have instructed the missions to provide necessary help to the Nepali all over the world.
So, Minister Gyawali, the information that you gave us was mainly centered on the Gulf region in the Middle East. But as the WHO has said that the new epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak is Europe, and many Nepalese are living in countries like Portugal, Spain, Italy, and Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, which are going to be infected, are going to be devastated by this coronavirus. So there are a lot of Nepalese. So what has the ministry planned? Does it plan to evacuate them like it did from Wuhan, or is there any provision to keep them safe in the diplomatic missions over there?
I am in regular touch with the missions, Nepali missions all over the world. Yes, we are aware that the situation in Europe and USA is very, very critical. The missions, they are in regular touch with the Nepali. In such severe and critical time frame, no country have the plan of immediate evacuation, because you know even the travel are not safe. In the transits, in the aircrafts, there may be that type of infection or transmission. So that's why the safest way for today, for the time being, is to stay safe in their concerning residences. Also, we have instructed the missions to coordinate, to counsel the Nepali people there, to strictly follow the orders and the regulations issued by the concerning government. If there are any critical problem, missions will be always be ready. They are always 24-hour in hotline to provide necessary support. But for the time being, the safest way is to follow the instruction of the concerning government, stay safe in their homes or apartments, and take necessary precautions for the personal hygiene and safety.
So, Minister Giamwali, now talking about collaboration, China has done very well in containing the coronavirus outbreak, and China is also a friendly nation of Nepal. So, how is the foreign ministry working with countries like China and also international agencies like World Health Organization to contain and prevent this virus from spreading in Nepal?
Very recently, I had the telephone conversation with my counterparts in China, in India, in Pakistan, and yesterday evening I talked to the Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka. First of all, we want to learn from the best practices they have introduced. We want to learn from their experiences how they are coping with the this grave challenge. Now we are facing some shortage and crunch of the necessary medical equipment and medicines. So we are coordinating with our foreign friends to provide the necessary medical equipment, testing keys, personal protective equipment and other necessary medical support. Both China and India are very supportive in this regard, and we hope that within the couple of days we can receive the necessary material support, especially the medical equipment, from both our neighboring countries. Similarly, I have in regular talks with other foreign ministries as well. So far, our coordination with the international organization is concerned. Very recently, World Bank has decided to provide 3 billion Nepali rupees to in our fight against COVID-19. We will utilize that resources to establish the modern lab in the provinces and other strengthening our existing capacity of our medical institutions. WHO is also providing good offices in our fight, and other organizations like Asian Development Bank and other are also supportive. We are making the proper coordination with the international organization in this regard.
Okay, thank you for the time that you gave to Radio Nepal, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was Foreign Minister of Nepal, Mr. Pradeep Kumar Giamwali. Now back to the news about the government's lockdown. Likewise, all types of public and private vehicles would remain off the roads except for the vehicles of health workers, media persons, security bodies, and those with the appropriate permission. Furthermore, all the domestic commercial air services would be closed. However, the directive will not be applicable for designated and security bodies flights. As per the directive, only the officials working in health, security, food supply, dairy production, electricity, telecommunications, information and communications, customs, quarantine, and waste management would remain present at their workstations, while officials in all other agencies would be given a leave from the chiefs of the related offices on the condition of being present immediately upon call. Similarly, anyone found involved in black marketing would be taken into control as per the law, and goods from them would be seized to utilize in the control and treatment of the disease. The government has also designated the chief district officer of the concerned districts for the implementation and the management of the directive, and the CDOs would use the Local Administration Act 2028 Bikram Samat as required, the government spokesperson has said in a press meet. Now, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Kathiyora, has directed the media and news agencies to disseminate the reliable information on time. During a discussion with the chiefs of the ministry's subordinate bodies yesterday, Minister Kathiyora viewed that news of decisions of the High-Level Coordination Committee and the government on the prevention of coronavirus needs to be disseminated properly so that it would help reduce the risk of coronavirus. He stressed that the news must not create fear among the people but help boost people's confidence and make them well prepared for the risk. Minister Kathiyora said the human resources at media houses should be mobilized with further effectiveness. The government spokesperson reiterated that the possible people will spread fear by misusing the social networking sites. The ministry said the timely flow of reliable information by the public needs to help to reduce the rumors about coronavirus. Similarly, President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday held discussions on the contemporary issues of the coronavirus. In a regular meeting held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas yesterday, Prime Minister Oli apprised President Bhandari about the measures taken by the government to prevent coronavirus infection from spreading in Nepal. So, Radio Nepal has been constantly in contact with different professionals who are working to prevent coronavirus or are working to help people to cope up with coronavirus. Again, we have with us Dr. Pashupati Mahat, who is a psychiatrist in line with us. Dr. Mahat, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
So, coronavirus, the government has issued a directive which has made the people to stay inside their homes. In this context, some people who have disorders like anxiety, depression, and who fear being alone, these people are vulnerable in cases of lockdown as such, which is being implemented in Nepal. How is the psychiatric and the psychologist community of Nepal, the professionals, working to help these people in need?
So thank you for raising such an important issue in such a difficult moment. Actually, we all are quite aware of the situation of COVID-19 pandemic is beyond control by any government, unless and until its people do not show very disciplined and controlled behavior. Obviously, when such a pandemic occurs, some people got offered very much than other people. They have a very poor coping mechanisms towards such situation. Mostly, they got easily fearful and might think that the future or the coming days would be even more difficult. And every small news or information for them becomes more panic, and they would take it as a real that a big difficult moment is going to come, and they felt themselves very helpless. So in such a moment, we as a professional, I would like to request to all those people, first of all, try to be calm and then just follow the authentic information and not to follow or not to read too much social media's information. Whatever government of Nepal is giving information or more authentic sources or contact with the health workers who were available in nearby areas. And there is a hotline area for the hotline information for people in vulnerable. They can contact in our website, www.cmcnepal.org.np. We have kept contact number of a dozen of psychologists and counselors who are willingly ready to offer their time. If any people want to talk about their anxiety, their fearfulness, their panic situations, because at the moment it is hard to visit the hospital and get consultation, and such mental health difficulties. Actually, it is not life-threatening, but people perceive themselves it as a more difficult context situation.
Dr. Mahat, I would like to interpret you. Can you give the website once again so that people can hear it more clearly and they can access the website?
www.cncnepal.org.np. All are in small case. People can visit over there and there people can see our contact person's name and contact number, which we are just updating over there. And there are almost 12, 13 psychologists, senior counselors, and senior psychiatrists. People can easily contact and ask them questions and share their difficulties, and they can get more help for that.
So, Dr. Mahat, the thing is that some medicines like immunosuppressants, brufen, they have shown to be harmful during the coronavirus or while recovering from coronavirus. Does antidepressants and medicines associated to anxiety have the same, are they also harmful for people that are suffering from coronavirus, or they have no, any side effects for people that have coronavirus?
Actually, coronavirus is a virus, so there is not a specific medicine to kill the virus. It's only like we are trying to keep the person's so that he will not get further infected and can be managed easily. The person who is taking already anti-anxiety, anti-depression medicines, actually, there is no such evidence that it will reduce the immunity. It's good to ask with the respective doctors if they felt more difficulty, whether they can take it more dose or not. They should not increase the dose of medicine by themselves whenever they felt difficulty. And if they have the doubt that antidepressants or anti-anxiolytic medicines, if it kills their immunity, they can ask with the respective doctors. I'm sure they can get the contact, their doctor's number. They are regularly taking the medicines from particular psychiatrists or general physicians. So it's more like better not to think so much negatively. If they are regularly taking such medicines, they can, and they have to better follow more precautionary measures not to get infected from possible sources, like not to going out of the home, remaining inside the home, maintaining the distance with the people, using masks if they are in near of the people who is sneezing or coughing. So that is enough. And having a good meal, good rest is very much necessary to maintain the immunity.
Okay, thank you for your time, Dr. Mahat. Thank you for talking to Radio Nepal. So, that was Dr. Pashupati Mahat, who is a psychiatrist, and he gave some information such as people with psychosis, people with depression, people that are suffering from anxiety. They can access to the website www.cncnepal.org.np. The website again, www.cncnepal.org.np. There you can have the numbers of different psychologists and consultant counselors who can give people suffering from depression advice on how to cope up with the isolation that has been enforced in Nepal due to the coronavirus outbreak. So he gave also information such as for people who are suffering from depression or that are taking antipsychosis and anti-anxiety medications, they need to talk with their doctors. The general research shows that it has no side effect for coronavirus patients, but you need to talk to the doctors, ask about your dosage, and do not increase the dosage because you are alone and you fear the situation, but rather get help from counselors. And he also said that the media should not portray people with depression negatively, and they should not give, they should not say that medicine causes side effects. So he gave a kind of directive to people with disability or people that deal with people that have disability, like the media. So back to the news. The operation of the long route vehicles has come to the halt after the decision to stop the long route vehicles. A meeting of the National Nepal Federation of Transport Entrepreneurs had taken the decision on Sunday to shut the operation of long route to implement government's decision to stop the service. Federation's General Secretary Saurav Sitola informed that they had stopped the operation of long route vehicles, upholding the government's directions. State Direction, Principle, Rules and Responsibility Implementation Monitoring and Assessment Committee of the Parliament has directed the government to arrange necessary medical equipments and health workers to prevent the possible outbreak of coronavirus. The meeting of the committee held at Singha Darbar yesterday directed the government to manage sufficient health checkup rooms and have effective health checkups of people moving in and around the southern borders and bolster the surveillance at the borders. The committee also directed the government to enforce complete ban on the arrival of foreign nationals and have mandatory health checkup of the Nepalese who have returned from foreign countries. During the meeting, Minister for Commerce, Industry and Supplies, Lekhraj Bhatta, said the government was preparing to adopt the Chinese model to control and prevent the possible outbreak of coronavirus in Nepal. So the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday confirmed a case of coronavirus in Nepal. A 19-year-old individual who had arrived Kathmandu on Tuesday from France via the Qatar transit was tested positive for the disease. She is now receiving treatment at an isolation ward at Sukhravas Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital in Taiku. Earlier, a Nepali who had returned from Wuhan of China was tested positive for the virus but has now cured. The Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called on the entire party line and the public to be more careful to the heightened risk of the coronavirus infection in the aftermath of its global pandemic. In a press note yesterday, Chairman Dahal called all for taking special measures to stay inside their homes following the policy level and other decisions taken by the government to avoid the infection risk. He also urged the government to strive for more to ensure a smooth supply of essential medicines, medical equipment and daily essentials during the crisis. The Red Cross Society has formulated special strategies to provide assistance for the management of spaces to quarantine people considering the risk of the COVID-19 disease. So you're listening to Radio Nepal's special broadcast, keeping in mind the coronavirus outbreak. Time for a break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ए त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त सरी
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's special bulletin. We are talking with different professionals and we are giving you information regarding the lockdown and the coronavirus outbreak in Nepal and around the world. The federal government of Nepal has asked the medical officers, senior physicians and medical students in all the states and provinces to mobilize themselves to fight the outbreak of coronavirus. The Ministry of Health and Population called for deploying of the medical human resources working under the state's government for the prevention and control of the coronavirus infection as its global pandemic was accelerating. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Health Department has decided to collect data of fever and pneumonia patients to confirm whether they are any cases of coronavirus. Data of the fever and pneumonia patients to confirm whether there are any cases of coronavirus. Organizing a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday, the division said it was going to collect the data to validate the sample test carried out by Taiku, based National Public Health Lab. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization has warned that coronavirus disease pandemic was accelerating with more than 300,000 cases now confirmed. It took 67 days from the first reported COVID-19 to reach 100,000 cases, 11 days for the second 100,000, and just 4 days for the third 100,000. WHO Director General said it was still possible to change that trajectory. He urged countries to adopt rigorous testing and contact tracing strategies. The WHO Director General expressed alarm at reports from around the world of large number of infections among health workers, which appeared to be the result of a shortage of adequate personal protective equipment. As per the data collected by the Johns Hopkins University, more than 15,400 people, nearing around 16,000 people, have died from COVID-19 globally, and estimated 100,000 of the 362,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease across the world who had been diagnosed with the disease have recovered. Italy has reported 602 new deaths from the coronavirus on Monday, bringing the total to 6,077, with the tally of the cases in the country, which has more than 63,000 infected. The number of reported deaths in the country dropped for the second day in a row after Saturday, reaching an all-time high since the outbreak began, with 793. In the United Kingdom, the number of people who died from the coronavirus disease has increased by 54, bringing the total death in the country to 335. UK has more than 6,650 cases. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered residents across the country to stay at home. In the US, the number of cases surged past 35,000 with a death toll of 495. Well, now we are coming to the close of this special bulletin, but before that, we have the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the western hilly region and at one or two places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.9 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this special bulletin. But before wrapping the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government decides to lock down the country for a week to prevent the possible risk of coronavirus. Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers appeals to all to contribute to the Coronavirus Preparation, Control and Treatment Fund. Health Ministry confirms coronavirus positive in a person who returned from France. The infected receiving treatment at Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Taiku. And over 16,000 people have died from coronavirus globally. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. For more updates on the lockdown and coronavirus control and prevention awareness program, keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.